Angels and A's playing game two of their series on Tuesday. CJ Cron would have a big night for the Angels. They would get started quickly against Oakland starter Chris Smith with Ben Revere at the plate in the first.
And here's the pitch. That's lined into right field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Getting to the ball, throwing it back is Joyce. The throw is going to be way late and offline, and scoring from second is Maven. Two batters in. It's 1-0 Angels.
2-2. That's out toward deep left field. That ball's crushed. Chris Davis back at the wall. Gone! Big fly for C.J. Cron. 5-0 Halos. That's hammered out to deep left field toward the corner. That is long gone. Big fly for Machete. 6-2 Halos.
Here's the next delivery. That's a shot by the mound and just out of the reach of Semien and through into center. And Maven's going to score from second base. The second RBI hit of the night for Ben Revere. Angels add on. It's now 7-2.
That is drilled out towards center. Going back on it is Pinder. Don't even bother. That is long gone.
Hits up in the cameras. The camera well out in center field. Boy, a two-home run night for C.J. Cron. 4 RBI. He's some distance in some home runs tonight. And a big smile for C.J. Cron. Talking about bat flips. He deserves to be able to bat flip that one going that far. Two home run night for C.J. Cron.
The Angels have taken the first two games of the series against the A's following an 8-2 victory on Tuesday. And afterwards, here's the reaction from Angels manager Mike Scioscia.
Troy started off nice. He had a nice blend of his off-speed pitches, threw some good breaking balls, has a sneaky fastball and got into good spots early. But, second inning, just started with Matt Joyce where he had two strikes on him and couldn't put him away and had to challenge him with a 3-2 fastball and, hit it out of the park. And then a changeup to Olsen, got two runs in. And then he was just giving away a lot of counts. It was just not the way Troy needs to execute his pitches, and especially with the early lead, make your pitches, change your speeds, pitch your game, and he just got a little bit out of sync.
Jesse Chavez gave you 4 solid innings. Do you see him kind of making his way back into that starting position?
I think Jesse's got, he's just going to be important to our bullpen right now. I think, on a night where a starter maybe struggles a little bit and he does what he did tonight, that's going to be really important to us. So, we'll always evaluate things. Jesse had great rhythm. We got some big outs. Jose Alvarez got a big out with Matt Joyce, and then Jesse came in and got Pinder another big out with, he's representing a tying run. So, the bullpen did a great job. Jesse kept it going and just ran out a little bit of gas, but, that's a great outing for him.
Before the game, you talked about the depth this team has, and it's really kind of a different guy stepping up every night. Tonight, C.J. Cron with the 2-home run, was 4 RBI. How impressed have you been with his game as of late?
C.J. hasn't been driving the ball as well probably the last 30 or 40 at-bats, but he got back in the swing tonight. He really, obviously the 3-run homer in the first, and then, got us another insurance run later, but this is what CJ can do. He's got big power, and when he gets a hold of him, he's got a chance to break open a game, and he had a great night tonight.
Why do you think Chavez is better at bullpen?
I think it's not really coincidence, but you're seeing better breaking pitches. He's spinning the ball much better now. Now, whether, what came first, the chicken and the egg, was it because he was put in the bullpen that he started spinning it better? I don't know, but his slider and curveball are really sharp, and he's, I think he kind of, like I said, he caught his breath, he exhaled a little bit, and, he's got a lot of confidence right now. Runs count whether they come by the home run or whether they come by a stolen base and a single, but the fact of Crony, getting a couple big hits helps us. I think not just with Mike out of the lineup, even with Mike in the lineup, we have not hit our share of home runs this year. Our slugging percentage is, not where we anticipated. So hopefully, you know, we got a 30-game season right now, and it's a good start for CJ and for us, and hopefully we'll start to drive the ball a little bit better.
Wednesday, it's Kendall Graveman pitching for the A's against Parker Bridwell of the Angels.